Scientists are using shellfish to conduct the broadest study of pollution levels in Puget Sound ever. Filter feeders like mussels provide a snapshot of the contaminants along the shores of the sound, and in some areas, they're pretty contaminated, Ashley Ahern reports.
This past winter, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife put mussels at more than 100 sites up and down Puget Sound. After a few months, they gathered the shellfish and analyzed them for metals, fossil fuel pollution, flame retardants, and other chemicals. Jennifer Lanksbury is a biologist who led the study for the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
The biggest concentrations of those contaminants were found in the highly urbanized bays, so like Elliott Bay, in Salmon Bay, in the Sinclair Inlet near Bremerton, and in Commencement Bay, we found much higher concentrations than we did throughout the rest of the Puget Sound.
The most prevalent pollutant? PAHs, or polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. They showed up in every single test site. PAHs come from fossil fuels, spilled oil, wood stove smoke, and engine exhaust mainly. The particles get washed into Puget Sound when it rains. Some PAHs are carcinogenic. The mussel samples all contained PCBs as well. Flame retardants and DDT were found at more than 90% of the sites, with the highest levels in more urban bays.
This is showing that these contaminants are entering the nearshore food web, and they're likely being passed up to other higher organisms. And, you know, people eat mussels too, so, you know.
The State Department of Health does rigorous testing for toxic algae and bacteria in shellfish, the kind of stuff that makes you sick immediately. But it doesn't regularly test shellfish for metals and other contaminants that can harm human health over longer periods of exposure. Lanksbury hopes to keep the mussel monitoring program going with the continued help of volunteers and citizen scientists from around Puget Sound. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.